True piety, there actually is a very high level of piety. This very high level of piety is good akhlaq. So what is good akhlaq is? Because good akhlaq is something that will carry a person throughout his life. When he's a young person, he'll realize that this is my parents, I've got to respect them, I've got to honor them, I have to listen to them, I've got to take their du'as. So this person in his young days now, he's careful about honoring his parents, respecting his parents. And as he's getting older now, he'll have children. So now he'll have to show akhlaq to his children, his wife, his family. He'll have in-laws. So he'll have to show good akhlaq to them. So like that, he'll interact with people in society. Now he'll start showing good akhlaq to them. So as the person goes, now he'll have staff working under him. He'll have to demonstrate good akhlaq to them. So every person is going, he's an embodiment of good akhlaq. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. That this is what true piety is. It's not about how much a person knows, and how much ilm he has, and how much wealth he has, but it's how much of piety and akhlaq he's demonstrating via this piety he has. So this piety is ending up in good akhlaq. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that this is the anjam, the end result of piety is it is displaying itself in good akhlaq. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, wal ismu, what is sin? Sin is ma haqa fi nafsik, that thing which creates doubt in the heart. Anything that it creates doubt, this is where a person has got a real, true heart. And he's doing something that is not right, automatically he's feeling doubtful that I shouldn't be doing this. وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. And the second sign that the person is doing something that is not correct, that is sin, is that he don't like people must come to know about it. So if a person, for example, this is an example for our understanding purposes, a person maybe has got one girlfriend. So now he doesn't want people must come to know. So that his message is now on his phone, he's very careful, nobody must read it. Now he's very careful that nobody must see him with this particular girlfriend because he knows that this is wrong what I'm doing. So he's in his heart also, he knows that this is not right what I'm doing. I should have made nikah. So he's thinking to himself that what I'm doing is not right. So he's feeling uncomfortable about it. Or for example, a person now is smoking, and he doesn't want people must see that he's smoking. He's feeling uncomfortable that I'm smoking. His heart also, he knows that this what I'm doing is not right. So this is an alamat that what a person is doing is not correct. So this beautiful ishara and alamat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, that is creating doubt in your heart. You're not comfortable. When a person is reading Quran, he doesn't doubt that should I be reading Quran, I shouldn't be reading Quran. He's reading nafil namaz, he's coming early to the masjid. He's not feeling uncomfortable, he's feeling comfortable. So this in itself is something that a person is doing good. So today's hadith, similar hadith, and Wabi Sabt ibn Ma'badin radiallahu anhu, qal, ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wabi Sa'ib ibn Ma'bad radiallahu anhu, he says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala ji'ta tas'alu anil birr. So he said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saw me and he told me that you came to ask me about birr, that you come to ask me about this higher level of piety. So obviously, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, suddenly Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling him, this is what you came to ask me. So he qultu naam, he said, yes, this is what I came to ask you. This was from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That before that person can even ask him, he told him that this is what you came to ask me. So he said, naam, yes, this is what I came to ask you. Faqala istafti qalbak. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him something very beautiful. He said, when it comes to birr, higher level of piety, istafti qalbak, ask your heart. Ask that mufti, ask your heart. Al-birru matma'anta ilayhi nafs. Birr is this higher level of piety, is what your heart is at peace with. Watma'anna ilayhi al-qalb. What your soul is at peace with. Watma'anna ilayhi al-qalb. And what your heart is at peace with. Wal-ismu, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that sin is ma haqa fi nafs, that which causes doubt in your soul. وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدَرِ, and suddenly you start going into a taraddud. Taraddud means a person is going this way, that way, he can't make up his mind. So now he's in a doubt, as the doubt is surfacing in his chest. وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَأَفْتُوكَ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him that you've got this doubt in you, you're not feeling comfortable about it. Even though the people may give you a fatwa, even though they may give you a fatwa. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that even though you might find one fatwa that is proving your what you're thinking, but you're not feeling comfortable about it, you know what you're doing is not 100%, then know that this here is what you're going into is sin. So there's sometimes a person to try and justify his end, he might try and get one ruling here, he might try and get one ruling there, but in the heart of hearts, you know, I'm not feeling comfortable about it. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, istafti qalbak, ask your heart. This obviously is for a person that has got a true heart. And it's a very simple thing. Not very often a person can get quickly to an alim to ask him what is the ruling, or to find out properly what is the masla, or to make mashura about a matter. Sometimes he's in the middle of the day and he's busy, and a situation comes out, and ask his heart, that will I be happy if somebody pious comes to know about it? If a pious person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba, if they had to come to know about what I'm doing, will I be happy about it? Will they be happy about it? So ask your heart. If your heart tells you that this is something that they will be happy with, then know that you're on a correct cause. If your heart is telling you that I don't think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy, I don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with what I'm doing, then immediately abandon it and do something else that you are sure, 100% sure, and we are all 100% sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be happy with what we are doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on us as been said. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.